Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Elizabeth Arcalian. City officials in Fresno are hoping to see economic growth following renovations projects at Fresno Yosemite International Airport.
We estimate somewhere about $105 million in economic impact just from the terminal expansion alone.
But that wasn't always a sure thing, thanks to financial threats from the federal government. We'll have that story coming up, but first, these headlines. Federal authorities say they've arrested four members of a group suspected of planning a New Year's Eve bombing in Southern California. They were arrested in a desert area east of Los Angeles late last week. According to a federal criminal complaint, the suspects were preparing to test improvised explosive devices for planned bombings. Officials did not describe a motive, but they said they are members of an offshoot of a pro-Palestinian group dubbed the Turtle Island Liberation Front. The brother of a Bakersfield rabbi is among those who were killed over the weekend in a mass shooting in Sydney, Australia. Chabad of Bakersfield confirmed on social media that Rabbi Eli Schlanger was among the dead. He's the brother of the Chabad's co-director, Shmuley Schlanger. The Jewish community gathered in Bakersfield on Sunday for a menorah lighting hours after the news was confirmed. Authorities say 15 people were killed and at least 27 were injured in the shooting. California's statewide minimum wage is increasing starting January 1st to $16.90 per hour. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on what this could mean for workers and for businesses.
Next year's increase is an extra 40 cents an hour. The current wage is $16.50. Lorena Gonzalez, president of the California Federation of Labor Unions, says workers in more rural areas like the Central Valley and Inland Empire stand to benefit the most.
It's a great thing, too, because they're benefiting at a time when we know prices are continuing to go up, inflation continues to rise, and workers are really struggling to make ends meet.
But she points out 40 hours a week at the new minimum wage is still only $35,000 a year. She says it's still not enough. While workers could get a pay bump, business advocates say the extra cost will hit owners hard. Jot Condi, CEO of the California Restaurant Association, says restaurants have already seen huge price spikes for goods this year, and some are starting to see a decline in customers.
Right, so you've got wages that are going up, you've got your costs are going up, you have consumer traffic significantly down over the last 12 months in an industry where the profit margin is about 2.5%. That's a challenge.
The increase won't impact workers in cities that have already adopted higher minimum wages. Fast food workers and some healthcare providers also get paid more due to state legislation. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
UC Berkeley has launched a data initiative meant to address lacking research on female athletes in sports medicine. Although women's sports have received more attention in recent years, most athletic data focuses on male athletes. Angelina Soldados is the deputy director of the Institute for Security and Governance at UC Berkeley.
Historically, research has been focused on men, with more than 70% of studies examining male athletes only, and 6-9% focusing on female athletes.
Soldado says this gap in data makes it more difficult to address differences between female and male athletes, like differing needs when addressing injuries and recovering. She says this first year of the initiative will focus on mining existing data provided by UC athletes, which will then be the basis of tools that can help female athletes better understand their injury risks and health outcomes. A three-judge panel is considering the legality of California's congressional redistricting maps recently approved by voters. The U.S. Justice Department is accusing California of racial gerrymandering favoring Hispanic voters. They're asking the federal court to not allow the use of the new maps. Democrats say they're confident that the lawsuit will fail. The Porterville City Council's moving ahead on rebuilding its library. The city lost its public library in a fire in 2020 that killed two firefighters. Residents have recently petitioned the city to allocate more general funds to meet funding gaps. The city estimates the project will cost $22 million. City Council members will present the cost and a potential design at their meeting tonight.
As we get ready to send 2025 into the history books, let's resolve to make 2026 a year filled with trusted information, imagination, and inspiration. It's what KVPR brings the Central Valley every day, and our resolve to serve you has never been stronger. KVPR may have been defunded, but we are not defeated. Help keep local public radio alive in this new era with your year-end donation today. Give now at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. Fresno Yosemite International Airport may be considered small, but more than 2 million travelers passed through it last year. And the city of Fresno is moving to expand the airport and accommodate a growing customer base for a growing region. In 2023, the airport broke ground on a new terminal, and that terminal is set to open just in time for holiday travel. But as KVPR's Samantha Rangel reports, this expansion ran into some turbulence earlier this year when federal funding was jeopardized.
Josh Newland just landed in Fresno. He's here from Colorado for his cousin's wedding. It's his first time flying here, and the first thing that caught his attention was the native wildlife.
There's trees inside, and a rhino.
He's talking, of course, about the artificial giant sequoia trees that greet visitors at the entrance, and a zoo display he passed in a hallway.
I'm loving that we're learning a lot about the native land here. I didn't expect that from a little regional airport. I think that's got to be my favorite part so far.
Michaela Shively flies out once a month to visit her dad in Salt Lake City. She loves how small the airport is.
All the little trees and like all the designs, the windows, just everything that makes everything feel so like compact. It feels like homey, like warm.
Recently, Fresno Yosemite was also ranked as one of the nation's 10 best small airports. But this little regional airport is growing. Flyers will soon enjoy a new terminal, repaved runways, new restaurants, and potentially a new air traffic control tower. Vicky Calderon is the airport's public relations officer.
The region is growing, air service is growing. We're seeing more passengers travel through the Fresno airport. So these projects are important and will provide the capacity to be able to accommodate all of this growth that we're seeing.
She says it's all part of a plan for wider economic growth and tourism.
It will draw visitors to Fresno and to the region through our airport as a gateway to the region.
Construction on these projects began in 2023. The expanded TSA lines are fully open with a floor-to-ceiling mural on the back wall. City leaders unveiled a new mascot, a blue bird wearing an aviator hat. And the terminal refresh is on track to be fully functioning in the new year. But like any flight that starts out smooth, the plan to expand the airport ran into some last-mile scary bumps. Mayor Jerry Dyer says all was going well until the federal government decided to pull funding for the city. And not just for the airport, also for capital improvement projects, transportation, housing, and environmental safety.
We had a total of about $642 million at risk.
The reason? Fresno refused to remove, quote, woke language related to diversity, equity, and inclusion from its grants. City leaders viewed the threats as federal overreach. So, in August, the city sued the government, demanding the feds restore that funding.
The city of Fresno did not want to initiate litigation against the federal government, but we felt we had to.
Other cities signed on to the lawsuit too, including Sacramento, Eureka, and South Lake Tahoe. In September, a judge ruled in favor of the cities, though the federal government recently appealed the ruling. Still, Fresno is continuing renovations as planned. Dyer says that's a good thing. He estimates the work has provided over 500 local jobs and will boost the city's economy.
We estimate somewhere about $105 million in economic impact just from the terminal expansion alone.
So I wondered, could a major expansion make this little airport lose its charm? Michaela Shively isn't worried. In fact, she's ready for new snacks.
I'm excited for the new terminals because obviously I want more straight flights. And then I'm excited for the Einsteins and the Ikes because Ikes is my favorite, like, sub sandwiches.
She and other visitors just hope the airport doesn't get too crowded. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
And Samantha joins me now to discuss her reporting a little further. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Liz.
Okay, so to start, you did get a tour of the airport for this story. So tell us about what you think of these renovations and how they'll change the experience of being there.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm pretty excited for the renovations. Although I'm not a frequent flyer, I do see how these improvements are, you know, something to look forward to. I imagine that this will make the airport a lot more accessible, especially for people who do travel often. I didn't get to mention it in the feature, but I also saw that they were implementing a service animal relief area, which I thought was really thoughtful, especially for people who do have their animals with them, which is super cool.
Yeah, certainly. Now, you mentioned that Einstein Bagels and Ike's Love and Sandwiches are coming in. What about local additions to the airport? Anything homegrown setting up there?
Yes, I believe there's going to be a Mad Duck that is opening soon inside the first airport terminal, the one that's already open and existing. And there was also a new mascot introduced, which was super cool, about a couple weeks ago. I wasn't there to do those interviews when that happened. That was a little more recently, but it's actually a little blue bird named Gordo. And I think that comes from, so the airport used to be considered the Fresno Air Terminal, F-A-T. And so fat in Spanish is Gordo. So that there you have a little blue bird now,
cute
little mascot with these little hiking boots.
A big blue bird.
Yes, a big blue bird with these hiking boots. Super cute, a little aviator goggles. And so there's also this big floor-to-ceiling mural, and these two local artists created it, and it's super bright. You know, you can see it right after the security screening area, so it's going to be right between the entrance to the existing and the new terminal. It's a really beautiful photo opportunity, too, but it's just, it really paints Fresno great.
What's the mural of?
It has one of the downtown Fresno buildings, and then just all sorts of trees and colors, I think kind of relating back to the sequoia trees in the entrance of the airport. So it has a lot of little Fresno features, but it's super huge.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I bet there will be a lot of photo ops there.
Yes.
Did you come across any community concerns or criticism about the expansion plan during your reporting process?
I did. I talked to some different travelers, and I feel like there was a mix of both worry and excitement. I can see, of course, the excitement for the new food options, this big mural. But I also know there was a lot of travelers who noted, like, the worry with foot traffic and just it being super busy. A lot of them were frequent travelers were telling me they were super excited and just loved the intimacy of the airport being so homey. But then I was giving them kind of a rundown of these projects, and they were worried that it's just going to have so many people and it won't be able to accommodate just these growing numbers.
Yeah. Now, you spoke to Mayor Jerry Dyer and discussed the lawsuit over federal funding. So what did you learn about how serious that threat was earlier this year?
Yeah, well, I'm no expert, but it certainly did sound super serious. I mean, $642 million that were threatened, I think, put a lot of projects on the edge. And of course, like, those funds were necessary for new projects. And I know the mayor was talking about a runway expansion that couldn't have been done without that funding. So it was a little interesting for me to see that Dyer was super calm and certain that the city wouldn't back down, continuing these airport projects, these really large airport projects, even during the lawsuit.
What does this expansion say about how Fresno sees itself and its future, do you think?
Fresno sees itself as being a regional powerhouse, I feel. So all of these airport expansion projects, along with other ones in the city, are really just kind of helping to build that. And I also think that people see airports as just something that they use, just like this facility that everyone kind of has access to. But really, I think it's a big part of the economic growth here in the Valley, especially with the recent ranking of being one of the top 10 small airports and just, you know, bringing all of these projects and restaurants to the area to kind of get that traffic.
KVPR reporter Samantha Rangel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay, and that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Samantha Rangel, Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.